Corey Boyle Radio on the Wicked Housewives on Cape Cod Radio Network. This show explores what it means to live a healthy, happy, and satisfying life. Cutting-edge insights and philosophies will be discussed with guests who range from entrepreneurs and health experts to pilots and award-winning authors. They are all just ordinary people who happen to have done extraordinary things. Please join her on Thursday night, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Now here is your host, Lori Boyle.
Hi, and thanks for joining me. Here in New England, we had a huge blizzard on Monday, and that meant that all the business people, as well as all the little school children, had a snow day. Nobody went anywhere. And that gave me some time to think about some ideas for my column in the business section of Women's Voices magazine. You can find it online at womensvoicesmagazine.com, and the section is called Economy, and my column is called Begin Where You Are Now. As an entrepreneur and a relatively new one, I'm always looking for ways to do things better, faster, and easier. Experience, I've put together some ideas about time management. So I want to share some of those things. All the media that we interface with on the computer and on television, YouTube, Facebook, information is instantaneous and it's so hard to just keep up. Sometimes I find that I have so many distractions, I just end up locking myself in my office to finish. So find as an entrepreneur that my mind is almost never the subject of business. And so in order to just give my mind a rest, I have to write everything down. I just write it all down on a piece of paper. At the end of the day, when I think that I've done everything I can get done, I redo the list for the next day. So I write down all the tasks that I have to do for the following day, including the ones that didn't get done today or something I have to follow up on. And then I write down what really needs to be done tomorrow. And that way, when I write it all down at the end of the day, I know I can leave it there. And it's sort of a way to data dump my mind so that I can go on to other things and I know that I'm not going to forget anything and that it's all written down and I can just go on and, you know, go to dinner, go out with my family or whatever it is for that evening. So then when I look at it the next day, I decide, okay, we have to prioritize these things. And I usually pick three things. And if it's three things, I know that I can do three things in a day and complete those three things. And those three things have to be my top priority for the day. So when I think about what my top priority of my list is, the first thing I think about is, will it make me money? If it's going to make me money immediately, I do that first. Go pick up the check, put it in the bank, and go on to the next thing. So if it's going to result in revenue for you, you want to do that the very first thing. Then I go on to the other things. Now, I read some advice a long time ago that really worked for me because I was an airline pilot, and the idea was you compartmentalize your life. In other words, you section it off into work, family, leisure, and so on. And when I was an airline pilot and I was on the go and I was not home all the time and I was going from one city to the next, that worked perfectly. When I tried to use that same tactic for being an entrepreneur, it didn't work so well. It really just started to fragment my day and my list, and I just I never felt like I was off duty. I just felt like I was at work all the time. And then I decided I don't have a life like that anymore. What I have is one big life. So I put all those things on the same list. For example, going to the gym, I put on a list. Getting groceries, doing errands. I put all those things on the list too. And when I look at it and I decide what those top three things are going to be, those are part of those top three. It doesn't always have to be just business. I mean, the top thing for the day might be go to the grocery store or pick up the suit you need to wear in the next day or two. So sometimes it's not always business. And this way, I really feel my whole life is integrated, and I have, like I said, one big life. I just have one life. And if I have to do something for business or something for a friend or something that I need to do just for me, like go to the gym, I make that a priority. That becomes one of the top three. And, you know, there's no reason not to do that because, you know, we all have different priorities at different times on different days, really is what it amounts to. And that just keeps me centered on everything that I need to do. Another thing that I realized this week is that I was rescheduling the same meeting again for like the third time. And I was thinking, why do I keep doing this? Why do I keep moving it off? And I was actually thinking about, well, when is it that I'm willing to actually commit to do this? And I decided, you know what? I don't want to do it at all. I realized when I really stopped and thought about it that it just didn't resonate with me and what I'm doing and what I'm trying to achieve. So I thought, you know what? I don't have to do this. There's no reason I have to. And that's the beauty of being an entrepreneur, is that you can say no. You don't have to work with anyone you don't want to work with. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. Because you're the boss and you decide. And you decide if it works for you or it doesn't work for you. And so did that. When I said, okay, that's it, it's off the list, but I started to feel guilty about it. And I just decided, you know what? It's because it makes me uncomfortable, and that's why I took it off the list. I'm not going to do it. I'm not interested in that particular meeting. So those are some of the things that I do to prioritize. So I put all my tasks for my whole day, my whole life on the same list, and they all get equal time to be a priority. It's okay to go to the gym. It's okay to, go to those meetings, make those phone calls. Those are all important things, but don't forget about yourself. And actually, that reminds me of something my grandmother used to say. You get up in the morning and you take care of yourself first. You know, you get dressed, you put on your makeup, you do your hair, and then you go out and you help everybody else. And she was a stay-at-home mom. So, but it works the same way. You know, you have to take care of yourself before you can take care of other people. Because when you think about it, when you run out of energy or ability or whatever it is, and you get run down and you start to get ill, you can't do anything for anybody else. So you have to take care of yourself first. That's the most important thing you do all day, is take care of yourself. And whether that means to go out and do some errands or it means to get on the phone and schedule a meeting with someone, that's what you have to do. You have to decide for yourself, what are those top three things? And then secondly is realizing that you don't have to do everything that falls into your lap, because you're the boss and you can decide, does this really get me to where I want to be, or is this really a distraction? And you make that decision too. The other thing that I can see that happens sometimes is meetings and phone calls. Meetings and phone calls can be big time wasters if you get off the topic for too long, or you forget what you want to say, or whatever. So what I do, if I have to make a lot of calls, I get all the phone numbers together. And if that means that I get, everyone's business card, or, for example, sometimes I go on the internet and I look up a whole bunch of different, say, TV stations in the area, then I write that into a Word document. I copy all that information, the phone numbers and my contact name and the address and all that stuff. And I write that into a Word document so that I have it, and I build it until I have enough phone numbers, like 10 or 12 phone numbers, to call in a row, and I do those calls all at the same time. So when I sit down to make the calls and I block off some time to do that for however long it's going to take, I make sure I have that list or all those business cards. I have a piece of paper and a pencil, and I have my computer and have my computer open to my email, because usually when I make these calls, I end up sending an email of some sort, whether I'm sending them just to touch base or to say thank you for speaking to me, or if I'm actually going to send them a document or a link to one of the shows or something like that. So I have that ready to go, because at the end of that phone call, whatever that follow-up is, I do it immediately when I hang up, or even before I hang up, I press send so that they have their information. The other thing that I do is, before I even get to the phone call, I write down everything I want to say, everything I want to get across, the points I want to make, the questions I want to ask. And the reason I have that there is because it's so easy to get off topic. And even if you do start talking about the weather or someone you both know, or whatever it is, you want to be able to make sure that you make all your points in that one phone call, and you don't get off the phone until you do. And if it's a little awkward, you can always say, before we hang up, I'd just like to ask you this, or whatever it is, however you want to phrase it. But you want to make sure that you hit all your points before you get off the phone. And you also want that paper there because you want to make notes as to what the other person is saying, something you want to follow up on in the future, an idea they gave you, something like that. So you take some notes down if you need to when you're actually making the phone call. So that really helps. And I think there's, it's great when you have a phone conversation and then immediately you get the email from that person. So there's no wasting any time there. I've been on the phone with salespeople and they'll say, oh, yes, let me send you our video. And then I don't get the video for like a week. And, I'm just so surprised. It's like, why does it take that long to get that to me? So I think it's probably rather impressive, I think, on the other side, that you're getting that information immediately when that phone call is over, because in sales or in whatever you sell, you want to be the person they can count on. You want to be the person that gets right to it, that they know that when they call you up and they say, I really need your other show too, but I'm going to go right in there. I'm going to put that in an email as we're talking, and I'm sending it to them. So you want to be the quickest, because I think even though, you can wait and you can send them an email and you can sit down and do all your emails at the same time, I don't recommend it. I recommend you do it immediately. The other thing that I like to do, since, was sort of on this topic, as I like to, when I make my connections in person and the people give me their cards with their email on it, I will write them an email and say, it was so great to meet you last night or tonight even. I go home, I do it, you know, right at the end of the night and say, it was great to meet you. I hope we can, you know, do something together in the future, whatever it is, and you send that email off. You'd be surprised how many people don't do that and how great it is to get an email from the person you just talked to and it's like, wow, they're really on the spot there. You know, they're really on top of it. I'm just going to take a little break here, and I'm going to come back with a few more tips. So hold on.
Hey, Jenna, have you seen the TV show Wicked Housewives on Cape Cod on Channel 99?
OMG, I love that show. It's with Kathleen O'Keefe Canavan. She's an international best-selling author, and Lori Boyle, the CEO of Lori Boyle Media.
Right. They're hosting a personal development seminar, Retreat for the Soul. It's about your dreams, meditation, healing, and the subconscious mind.
Ooh.
It sounds fun.
And rejuvenating. Let's go. Where do we sign up?
Their website, wickedhousewivesoncapecod.com.
Did you know that you can use your own radio show to promote your business and become a celebrity in your area or industry? Do you have a great idea for a radio show or a passion that you would like to share with other like-minded people? The Wicked Housewives on Cape Cod radio and TV hosts Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas and Lori Boyle will show you how. Go to wickedhousewivesoncapecod.com. Do you have a great story to tell, or do you want to write your memoir? Best-selling author Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas and Lori Boyle, CEO of Lori Boyle Media, are the hosts of the Wicked Housewives on Cape Cod TV and radio shows. Join their Writers Workshop Intensive to get writing and get published. Go to wickedhousewivesoncapecod.com.
Well, I'm back. And thanks again for being with me. And if you're just tuning in, what I was talking about is time management. And I was just thinking of one other thing while the commercial was on, and that was, you know, when you want to complete a task and you have like a lot of phone numbers to do or a lot of emails to make, do them all at one time. That is really helpful so that you get all of it done at the same time. You know, you're on your computer, you've got your email open, and a lot of times what I do is I'll write out the emails first and even, you know, put some stuff in it or whatever, and then I save them as drafts. And then I send them out after I have the conversation. So if I know I'm going to talk to like 5 different people and I already have their cards, I go in to my email, I put together the beginning and the end, basically, of the email. I put in their address and the subject, and I just have it waiting in drafts until I'm ready to write the rest of the email and send it out. So you want to do that kind of thing all together. When you have like 10 or 20 of the same thing to do, you want to do it all together. You don't want to do it piecemeal throughout the day, because you'll sort of, what happens to me is I lose my place. And I go, oh, was I on this? Was I on that? If I didn't keep careful check marks or whatever. So I like to do it all at one time, those kind of things in a group. So that's helpful to make your calls in a group, send your emails in a group. And if you can do them like both at the same time, as I described earlier, which was, you know, sort of when you're on the phone, you want to complete that email by the time you get off the phone, and you want to press the send button so it's gone. You want to give them everything that you said you would talk about or the information you said you would send, and you want to send it immediately. So there's no waiting. There's no, you know, why didn't you get it, or why didn't you get it in earlier? But, you know, you really want to be the first to the finish line, and I think that's really important, and I think it makes an impact on your client or your customer. Another thing that helps me so much that, you know, my friends laugh at me, but I do it anyway. I use the alarm on my phone all the time. So what I do is if I have to go to a meeting and I know it's going to take me 20 minutes to get there, the alarm on my phone for 20 minutes prior to that meeting, so that when the alarm goes off, that's when I have to leave or I'm going to be late. I do it with phone calls. If I have a phone call that I'm going to make at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I set the alarm to 3:05, and it goes off, and I know it's time to get ready to make that phone call. I do it when I have to leave the house in the morning. I do it to wake up. I do it for just about anything. When I'm going to go on the radio, I set it for 15 minutes before I go on the radio so that I know when I'm not going to be late. I'm not going to be late for anything if I set that alarm, and I don't have to worry about getting distracted, which happens to me all the time. I get distracted to the point where I go, what's that alarm going off for? It's ridiculous, but, you know, it happens. You get so into something, and then the alarm, I can really rely on that alarm to bring me to where I need to be. So that has really saved me many, many times. So I don't care if anyone laughs at me. I'm doing it. So those are some of the things that I do to really stay on top of my business and stay on top of what I'm doing. The other thing that I like to do about every month or so is to make sort of a plan for the month. My business is sort of organic. You know, I don't get up in the morning and say I have to do, you know, these 25 things. The problem is things come up in the middle of the day and I go, oh, we've got to follow up on that. We've got to follow up on that. So it seems to be that I constantly reprioritize my list, and we start going in different areas depending on, you know, who joins us, who calls me, and what opportunities that we can think of together with Wicked Housewives on Cape Cod, Cat Cannabis and I. We have our TV show, we have a radio show, and we have a radio network that we're always looking for more hosts to come on to the show. So incidentally, if you're interested in becoming a host and you want to promote your business as being a host of a radio show, please get in touch with me. My email is laurieboyle@rocketmail.com. And send me an email, laurieboyle@rocketmail.com, and I would be glad to chat with you about having your own radio show and how you would use it to promote your business. So now I'd like to just say thank you so much for listening and tuning in. And if you have a suggestion for a show or a time management suggestion, I'd love to hear about it. So again, my email, laurieboyle@rocketmail.com. Thanks a lot, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for spending this time with us. We sincerely hope that you've enjoyed the show. If you would like to comment or have an idea for the show or have a question for Lori or for one of her guests, please visit her on Facebook, on her website, where you will find this show and previous shows archived. Join us again next Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Until then, have a great week.